This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Was this a smart and needed comment to make, or just another mistake coming from your, maybe not your anymore, Dallas Mavericks? Good morning, Metroplex. Shout out to the 6 a.m. club here with Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. Mavericks CEO, according to SI Now, Rick Welts, says he, quote, probably underestimated the reaction from Mavs fans over the Luka AD trade. The reaction. I posted this to all my socials, and the majority of the reaction was, no S, dummy.
Yeah, I think he's probably right. They probably underestimated the reaction. My question is, how? How did you underestimate the reaction?
Okay, if we were sitting down in the PR meeting, and again, we reached out to Mavs PR. I wanted to actually have someone from Mavs PR on. Pepe says they did not get back, which is not surprising. We sit down before this, all right, and we say, all right, the scale's 1 to 15. 15 is they're protesting and their caskets outside the AAC. What do we think the reaction will be? What do you think their answer was?
It should. Their answer was probably 7, 8.
That low?
Yes. They're completely oblivious to what DFW is. I had never heard of this guy before.
Is this an import? Yeah. I was thinking like the PR staff that had been here, but yeah, if it's DeMont, if it's Adelson, if it's Welts.
Welts was with Golden State.
Warriors.
And before that, he's with Seattle.
So I'd be like, Rick, imagine trading Steph in his prime.
Yeah.
What would the Warriors have done? They would have turned California into an even bigger crap hole than Barkley says it is.
And like, I have no idea what, like, you know, Warrior fans are typically good fans, or very, very loud. At least they were back in the day.
Yes.
You know, but like, are they as provincial as we are? Like, we, again, like, we want to like who we're rooting for. It's just the way it is. We want a homegrown team. You know, they seem to love the KD Warriors just fine.
I don't think they thought of it in these terms specifically. But I bet they thought they were going to get a reaction similar to the one that the Cowboys got for Amari Cooper, where it's like, this is a bad trade. Like, people would complain about it and just go like, but they'd be like, it'll play out over time. So it'll, but I think they just thought it'd be like a, oh, well, that's a stupid trade. I don't think they had any idea this was going to be, no, you just devastated a fan base. You absolutely crushed them. Like, he doesn't, for all his comparisons to, is Luka Kobe, like, imagine if it, in 1999, the Lakers would have traded Kobe. Or in 2000, the Lakers would have traded Kobe. That's what you did. You traded somebody who was just, because at the time you mentioned yesterday, Kobe became an all-time heel. But 1999, 2000, 2001, Kobe was squeaky clean, shining example of, oh, this is the next Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And That was something where if they would have done that, that would have been roundly criticized even in kind of a passive, casual fan base like the Lakers.
It's just amazing how certain people, even though they work for a team, can be in a different bubble. Like, how are we having the same discussion about potential fan reaction? You were
That's
there
a great question.
At every game. You see the merchandise sales. You see the jerseys in your arena. And you still, it doesn't compute. Dirk is the previous Luka.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you see how he is a god floating around here. And you don't see the same thing just in terms of measuring the outrage. That would be yeah. unbelievable.
You know, like, again, you know, and part of it is like, you know, Cuban, Jerry, they, you know, they live here. I have no idea where Patrick DeMont lives. Does he live in Vegas? I don't know. Does he live here?
Right.
I have no clue. I mean, he's at every home game, so he either lives here or he's spending a lot of his time here.
Yeah. Does Welts even live here? Like, I have no idea.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know, when you're a CEO, we're in a virtual world now, unless you work for JP Morgan. you know, you can do everything remotely. You don't have to live where you work.
Welts also added this. The most important thing I'll probably do while I'm here to make sure we get that right is the new arena. This will hopefully be the greatest expression of what Maverick fans would expect when they walk into the arena to see a game. It will have everything about Texas and Dallas that we can bring to it. Now we're going to localize things. Mm. To give it a shape and form that will be a foundation for economic competition over the next 30 or 40 years. That courtesy of Brad Townsend.
What is...
Except your hometown hero yeah. of everything they represent.
Everything except
DFW and Texas.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is... So he was announced as the next CEO on December 18th. He took the position. He came into it January 1st. We know that Nico first talked with Rob
Pelinka
January 7th, which means he had already, by all accounts, Nico had already made up in his mind over the course of time leading up to it that I need to make a move. So, I mean, was that Welts was brought on with, by the way, you're going to have to go get this arena, and I assume, I mean, I don't know, there may be public funding involved. Is that the case? Like, hey, you're going to go have to lobby for this or help us figure this out without this big superstar being here? And if Rick Welts saw that, said, I can do that, then it's a third person that just doesn't know what they're doing here.
It just hits me every once in a while when I'm doing like show prep or reading or watching the league. I'm just like, Luka Doncic isn't here. Like I have to like remind myself of it. Like, Luka's gone.
It never seemed like it was possible.
No, it didn't.
Like, I mean, the only thing, you were always worried about him leaving. Like, oh, what if they don't, we got to walk on eggshells, make sure that he's not bitter or that we're doing everything that they need to do for him. It, never in a million years would you have thought they would have purged him.
And the fans will come back eventually. All right? Eventually they'll come back. But it's going to be a while.
You got to find a right yeah. star. You got to draft the next someone.
Mm-hmm. With which picks? That's the problem. It's like, when will that happen? I just think it's, if Rick Welts knew this.
That's the other thing. You could have replenished your draft system like Oklahoma City has done. Like the Utah Jazz are doing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, just get like the, like Boston did this too for years. They had so many first round picks. Like, that's how you do it. That's how you build a championship team. You build through draft.
It's just, I can't. Specifically for Welts, too, to not have this understanding, this is a guy who, you mentioned it a second ago, worked for the Sonics, like was a PR director there, lives in Seattle, like knew what the Sonics leaving Seattle did to so many fans out there and like how upsetting that was to people there. He did the player version of like moving the Sonics out of Seattle. Like, that's what he just did by them trading out Luka. And for him to not have an understanding of what fan backlash looks like is... It just reeks of ignorance to me.
And it's scary.
Yeah.
It's scary to be like, oh my God, you're capable of this and you didn't realize it. Do we have another Luka-type deal in the works? I'm already afraid. I'm hoping this deal doesn't happen just because I don't want to have compensation nightmares.
Oh, you will.
Ja Morant? Maybe? According to Howard Beck, the report is, I'm constantly checking in with executives around the league. And Howard Beck, are you familiar with him, Chop?
I know his name. I've heard of... I can't tell you what publication he's with, but I do know him.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster, and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
New York Times basketball writer?
I don't know. His posts are protected, but I've heard his name a good amount over the years. Anyway, Howard Beck said, I'm constantly checking in with executives around trade deadline time. What we hear, what we see, what's on the lookout. Somebody out of the blue said, keep an eye on Ja Morant this summer. I'm just saying it's one of those things I'm just kind of keeping an eye on if they were to flame out early. So that's Howard Beck hearing some slight flurries and whispers about Ja.
The Mavs shielded the rest of the NBA. Like, there no trade will... They're protected by the Mavs. Like, no trade will shock the world the way the Luka trade did. And, you know, look, Ja Morant getting traded, it would not stun me if Memphis was like, all right, look, he's had his run. We're moving on. All right. There's been enough in the background that has happened, but you're going to get 5-6 first round draft.
They're second in the West.
Yeah, I know. They're a good team.
Maybe he's not fixed behind the scenes. Maybe he's still a pain in the rear end.
Mm-hmm.
You go and look at his numbers, and he does not even lead them in scoring. It's Jaren Jackson. I've thought about betting on Ja a few times. I think I did once with Kevin Hanglid's underdog throughout the year. And I'm like, this point total is really, really low. What's happening to him? He's gone from 27 a game, 26, 25, down to 20. So for some reason, his points per game have plummeted by 5 this year.
It's not who I am.
Yeah,
but he's 25 years old, Luka.
He's turning the ball over at the highest rate of his career, and he's shooting the least efficiently that he has throughout his entire career. And that's something where you wonder, okay, did all of that stuff that hit him a couple years ago of his own doing, for the most part, like, did all of that stuff that occurred with him the other day, did it just wear him down or take him out or do something to just kind of alter his mindset and he just didn't come back the same sort of player? And if that's the case, maybe Memphis looks at that and goes like, this is not the same guy we had here previously. We got to do something about it.
I mean, they're playing well enough. Like, that's the thing. Like, it's working. Whatever they're doing is working. And yeah, like, the same situation could be with the Mavericks, where what they were doing was working. How sustainable did the front office think it was? They didn't, obviously here didn't think it was very sustainable.
So it sounds like if Memphis suffers some type of early exit, that could ramp up even more, at least according to Howard Beck. But I haven't heard any reports about Ja this year. No one is doing Athletic Memphis. Can I not get a profile or an update on him behind the scenes and good soldier, bad soldier? You would think that that would need to be out there.
Just read the Memphis police blotter. It'll be in there somewhere, I'm sure. You're the king of what value, what trade value is. What would you...
NFL trade
NFL,
value.
I'm
not touching the NBA.
Okay, trade value is totally different.
Do you think...
Swaps and comps and this and that.
Do you think if Ja gets traded, the return would be something that you would prefer over what the Mavs got?
Well, here's the... Yes, that I would prefer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because they're not going to trade for a 30 plus year old win now injured player.
And this is a topic that I was out the day after, and you know all the other chaos and going to the Super Bowl. Nico could, and I asked this on social media. Nico could very easily say, "Guys, we did get 5 first round picks. We got 1, and Anthony Davis is worth 4." And I can't. I mean, you could.
Yeah,
no. If Anthony Davis got traded. Let's just say the Lakers put him on the block 3 weeks ago. What would his return have been? So what I was asking Mavs fans is, would you rather have 4 firsts or Anthony Davis? You weren't going to probably get Anthony Davis a first and then 5 ones. Anthony right. Davis is a 30 and 15 dude.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he can be on the court. You know what I mean? So would you rather have 4 first or Anthony Davis? I think the Memphis Grizzlies would probably take the 4 first. Nico and the Mavs said, we still have Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
We still got PJ. We still got win now bigs. We got a win now team. And I want the win now player.
And Max Christie. Who Max Christie has...
Tim McMahon joked there, in some circles, they're starting to call it the Christie trade.
That's what it is.
No, but seriously.
I mean, that's just playing.
It's not a silly question at all to say, would you rather have 4 first or Anthony Davis?
I don't. Yeah, and I don't... I do think if he were to get traded, I don't think he gets 4. I don't think. Maybe he does, but I don't think Anthony Davis would have gotten 4 necessarily. But, I mean, if you say he could have gotten 3 and we really like Max Christie's upside and we also got a first-round pick, that equals up. Yeah, I mean,
He's at least getting 3.
Yeah. I could, especially after that.
Yes.
Especially after that profile on Nico and the way he thinks, I could definitely see him explaining it that way.
877-881-1053 here on DFW Sports Stations. What is going on with all the airplanes? And did Shador give us another draft clue based upon the Madden team that he plays with? Next on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy 2. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy 2. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy 2, get 3 free of equal or lesser value when you buy 5. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.